From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be interfered with or damaged after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her, as some media had reported. The call was the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of developing closer ties with China. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan is part of its territory. U.S. General John Nicholson, the commander of international forces in Afghanistan, says the biggest challenge facing Afghanistan next year are leadership and corruption in the Afghan military. He also spoke with reporters about the Taliban.
Despite Taliban promises to safeguard civilians, the vast majority of civilian casualties have been caused by the insurgency. 61% to 72%, depending on which international organization you use. But these statistics are compiled by UNAMA as well as the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
Nicholson said the Taliban had made 8 attempts since August to take provincial capitals inside Afghanistan. In comparison to 2015, the number of high-profile attacks was lower across the country. And Gambia's president of more than 22 years has conceded defeat in presidential elections, vowing to step down without any problems. Yahya Jammeh told opposition candidate Adama Barrow that he wanted to hand over power. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia are exploring new ways to break a month-long diplomatic deadlock over how to stop the fighting in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. He said the ideas will be tested in follow-up discussions between American and Russian diplomats next week in Geneva. Meantime, as Syrian government forces continue to push deeper into Aleppo, some analysts say there are wider geopolitical issues and efforts to end the civil war and remove from office Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A Romanian-born man has been sentenced in the United States to 10 years in prison for conspiring to sell military-grade weapons in Europe. Virgil Georgescu, a U.S. citizen born in Romania, was sentenced after being convicted by a jury earlier this year. He was arrested in 2014 in a sting operation. Prosecutors accused him of collaborating with a former Romanian government official and a former Italian parliament member to sell an arsenal of weapons. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, who recently died, had decided that his ashes should be buried in eastern Cuba. The mountainous region around Santiago de Cuba was where Castro's revolution first got started. These children line the streets of Santiago shouting, "Yo soy Fidel," which means, "I am Fidel." When Castro's ashes are interred at a cemetery on Sunday morning, it will complete a story that began in eastern Cuba and took Castro to Havana, where he ruled the country for 47 years before turning over leadership to his brother, Raul. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.